This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about tariffs on China. And while that may not sound like a directly spiritual story, Christian publishers believe those tariffs could have an impact on believers in the U.S., namely in the form of what they call a Bible tax. So stay tuned to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
Christian publishers are concerned about Trump's tariffs on China, that they could lead to a so-called Bible tax. According to RNS, Trump's proposed tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese-made products would affect things like books and other printed materials. What many people don't realize is that China produces more Bibles than any other country, especially because of the specialized technology and skills that Bibles require in order to produce them. Mark Schoenwald, president of HarperCollins Christian Publishing, wrote this recently. "We believe the administration was unaware of the potential negative impact these proposed tariffs would have on the publishing industry generally, and that it never intended to impose a Bible tax on consumers and religious organizations. However, if printed books, including Bibles, are not removed from the fourth list of products from China to be subject to tariffs and the tariffs go into effect, publishers will reduce investment in their businesses. Consumers and religious organizations will face higher prices, and churches, schools, ministries, and nonprofit organizations will have fewer resources to educate others and connect them with the Holy Bible." End quote. Books and Bibles have been generally exempted from trade restrictions in the past, says Stan Jantz, president of the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association. Stan also pointed out that more than half of the 100 million Bibles printed every year have been printed in China since the 1980s. 20 million of those Bibles are sold or given away in the U.S. But Stan also feels the administration was receptive to making an exemption for books and Bibles. As of now, though, nothing has been confirmed. So what does this news story mean for you, listeners? It means that if an exemption isn't made for Bibles in the tariffs against China, the price you pay for Bibles could go up, although no one can exactly say how much. For now, believers in the U.S. can pray that no matter what happens, God would make His word easily accessible for every spiritually hungry person. So keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.